You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a very busy, intriguing show, this show. Apparently a story hit the stands where there is a sex workshop that some Yale students have been able to attend, where they are able to anonymously admit certain sexual fetishes and certain sexual activities. And the purpose of this workshop being held by a sexologist is to increase awareness for these students and give them the sense of feeling that what they're doing is not so off, where many fetishes that people have can actually be considered normal. So I figured you all and I would examine what fetishes are out there, and we will decide if these are normal type of sexual experiences or not, including bestiality. I mean, there's some crazy stuff some of these college kids have even tried. So I don't know if any of you have a child going to Yale and is shelling out the tens of thousands of dollars, but don't think they're just sitting there studying. Because apparently they've been busy. We're also going to be talking about a gum that can help you lose weight. Apparently there's this hunger suppressant in there. Oh, I'll pop 10 pieces in my mouth. Fine by me. Also, it looks like more news regarding processed meat killing us. All right. I love salami. Oh, my gosh. Make me a salami sandwich. And I love corned beef. So I'm behind the eight ball on this one. So as you can see, we have a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy for your calls, your questions, your comments, your compliments, anything you want to talk about. We got, what, North Korea threatening us? Anything you want to talk about. It just doesn't have to be about health or sex or your mother-in-law. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. So it looks like we got people on the line now. Let's head to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Dahlia, or Dr. Dahlia, how are you today? I'm just calling today to find out where
I can't hear.
The other
maybe
doctor
as learned,
as
right?
You are. Though you talk to your customers, your clientele over the radio, you sound like you're a very thorough and a very good doctor. If I was to be a clientele to your office, would I be seeing you, or would I be seeing someone who is going to put forth the same effort that you do?
Oh, okay. So if you came to the office, I'm not going to be as nice and cheerful as I am on the radio. I mean, this is as nice and cheerful as I get. You know, if you come into my office, I mean, you're going to get the real me. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and be all nice like I am on the radio. No, but my office, you know, we do have physician assistants, and to me, they give the same quality of care that I do. I wouldn't stand for anything less. But yeah, people still see me. I still see people in the office. I got to work. I mean, you know, we're in a recession, so absolutely. But remember, you know, I'm very, very tough to have as your doctor, because I really don't like to put up with a lot. I don't have the patience, because for those of you that do listen to me and then you later either come to Vegas for a visit and decide to see me for a consult or something, you'll notice that I really don't put up with any crap from your prior doctors, from you, from a family member saying, no, don't listen to her, she's whack. If you have a doctor that, let's say, will kitten glove you, okay, and go, oh, you know what, if you don't want to take care of your heart, if you don't want to take care of your cholesterol, if you don't want to, that's fine, I'm here for you. You know, and honestly, I mean, some of these people, they got to keep the doors open. I mean, you can't kick every patient out that walks through the door. But me, I will tell you if I think you're going to die. Okay? I mean, if I think you are at risk, if I think you got to lay off the smokes, if I think your cholesterol's too high, if I think your weight's too high, I'm going to tell you, look, we got to get our act together. And I'll admit, there's a lot of things I need to do to get my act together. So, you know, some people think that because I'm on the radio, you know, I'm going to be cooler, you know, than the average doc. I think I'm less cool. I know. You all, I am the shiznit. I am cool. No, so, you know, we do have patients that listen to me on the radio and they think I'm very easygoing and laid back. And then I come to find out that they want, benzodiazepines and they want Ambien and they, drink pretty frequently and they want me to add some breakthrough Xanax. And I'm like, okay, no. I mean, you're just mixing up a soup that's gonna, you know, later stop your heart. No. And so some people are a little shocked. You're like, well, you're not as cool as you are on the radio. And I go, you don't even know the half of it. So, if anybody does go to my office and they do end up seeing a physician assistant instead of me, if I'm not in or if it's because I'm slammed with patients, they should be getting the same type of care that I do because I've trained these PAs and I oversee every chart. That's what I do. I'm a very busy girl. But thank you for calling. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what we're going to talk about in this next segment, and again, if you have any children in the minivan or kids in the truck, you may want to tell them to go play a video game, put their earphones on. Apparently, there's a sex workshop that's being offered at Yale University where the students learn what is quote-unquote normal. The title of the workshop is Sex, Am I Normal? And this workshop, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, encourages students to anonymously ask and answer questions about sex regarding getting paid for sex, bestiality, painful sex. And so I guess I don't know what my question to you all is, but if you hear of things that kind of is the norm, right? I don't want to call this the norm. I thought the norm was missionary position, and that's it. But apparently there are some people that actively include plush stuffed animals in their sexual escapades. Let's talk about that and tell me what you all have heard. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. Big thanks to XM Radio and Premier Radio for allowing that to happen. Talk Superstation gets a big hug, as well as all our affiliates out there. And a big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy sponsoring this hour of the show. Please check out the Freeze Dry Guy specials. They got some phenomenal specials for March, and it's never too early to stock up and prepare. Okay, so Yale has a workshop entitled Sex, Am I Normal? And this is to allow, I guess, some sort of a forum in which people can ask questions anonymously, divulge certain sexual practices they engage in, or in which they engage. Sorry, I don't want to dingle my participle. This is already an R-rated topic as it is. And it was pretty enlightening to hear what some of these college kids, and I mean, we're talking Ivy League college kids are doing. Now, I'm a physician, okay? I think I've lost a lot of my naivety, but when I was in medical school, I just was blown away by some of the things patients said that they did. Just blown away. And I was shocked. Now, keep in mind, I was also training in Vegas. I was training in L.A. and Vegas. So you would think I would have, you know, seen a lot more than any other part of the country. But there are many types of, shall I say, sexual fetishes. sexual positions, things that I guess people consider normal. Now, where I'm a little concerned is how is society determining what is normal or not? And if these workshops are being run and overseen by a sexologist, and people are openly talking about bestiality, okay, is that going to give, is it going to give our youth the impression that, well, that's okay? You know, for example, in the 90s, and the early 2000s, when some of these shows like Friends, they were talking about girls touching each other's boobs, and I guess on Will and Grace, one of them touched Grace's boob on air, and they made it like, okay, it's okay. It's okay for you to talk about your girlfriend's boobs. It's okay to touch your girlfriend's boobs. That's the norm. We do that now. And maybe I'm old school, but just because television thinks it's okay to air doesn't mean I want, you know, our kids doing it. I don't think it's appropriate at all for you to touch your friend's boobs. I don't think guys really want to be smacked in the butt by other guys. I don't think bestiality should ever be incorporated into our sexual society. Well, let's go to the phone lines, and then I'll give you some pretty gruesome details. 1-877. Oh, he dropped? Okay, looks like the call dropped. Okay, no problem. Keep the calls coming. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what happened here at Yale is, I guess in this workshop entitled Sex, Am I Normal? Students were encouraged to anonymously ask and answer questions about sex using their mobile phones. How anonymous is that if there's a mobile phone attached to it? And then see the answers in real time on screen. I guess 9% of attendees, we're talking about Ivy League students, 9% of attendees had been paid for sex at one point in their life. 3% had engaged in bestiality. Bestiality. I don't know. Horse? Gerbil? I don't know. I mean, I would hate to think I'm still naive, you know, at this late in the game, but I don't know. Tell me, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, what animals are people having sex with? Wasn't there a law that had to be passed in Florida a few years ago? Or that was with cadavers. You couldn't have sex with cadavers. Okay, no, but I thought there was a bestiality law that just had to be passed. What animals are people having sex with? What are we missing? And more than half of the students that participated in this workshop admitted to consensual pain during sex. So my guess is that whipping or some sort of pain or, okay, now, I mean, if I had a teenage daughter, or as my sons are turning into teenage boys, even though I really, you know, don't want to encourage them having sex until after they're married and in their 40s, but I would explain to them that sex shouldn't hurt. If sex hurts, something is wrong. You have an issue with your ovary, uterus, an STD. If sex hurts, plus it could be very psychologically traumatizing. So I'm a little confused as to why this class is, I'm for education and enlightenment and, you know, making people aware of things. But if so many of these attendees think having pain with sex is the norm, what is that where sex is going to? I would hate to think our kids and our grandkids I just don't even want to think about that, period. I don't even want to think about sex, let alone sex that's supposed to hurt. So I guess, I mean, are we old school? Are we really behind the times? Is this what people are doing? I mean, I remember having to learn a lot of new sexual terms because you'd have, you know, patient come in saying, yeah, so, you know, she was crisscross applesaucing, and then we decided to do the, you know, a peppermint swirl, and then this happened. And I'm, like, trying to look the stuff up because, you know, it's been years since I've been in college. I really wouldn't know what a peppermint swirl is or a whoop that is. Apparently there's a sexual move called whoop that is. I'm not too really sure. I remember the song from the 90s. Right, chakalaka, chakalaka. I don't really, didn't realize it was an actual sexual position associated with that. So I guess the reason why we're doing this segment now is to just kind of be aware of what's out there. Now, and again, if I'm wrong, tell me. I mean, Dahlia, yeah, using stuffed animals with sex is now what we do in the year 2013. Okay, so just to enlighten you, let's take a look at some of these. Sorry, I need to kind of pull it up. Okay, no. Where is... Okay, apparently there's philia. Now, philia is a sexual attraction to something or something that erotically stimulates you. So coprophilia is being erotically stimulated by there being stool and poop and excrement in the vicinity. I know. Sorry, and I'm not judging. I'm not judging. We're not here to judge. Just me personally, I'm not a real huge fan of poop. The smell... The look, I want you to poop, but I'm really not a huge fan of it being involved in your sexual escapade, because it could lead to UTIs, you could spread disease. I mean, really? Okay. Necrophilia is sex with the corpse. We've talked about necrophilia a lot. Very disgusting. In fact, there was a law that I think was passed in the Middle East in one of the countries where a man could still have sex with his wife 3 hours after death. And they passed a law. It's a coprophilia law. And I guess it's husband's last chance to say goodbye to their wife when she's dead. I guess up to 3 hours to have sex with your dead wife. Formicophilia. This is sexual pleasure from insects. You derive sexual pleasure having insects crawling all over the body, even genitalia. Did you guys know about this? Insects? I mean, where I live, we got cockroaches. We have crickets. There's some roly-polies. I mean, I get a roly-poly. I don't even see how you would even feel a roly-poly. Plushophilia. Plushophilia is where people receive sex. Again, I'm not judging. I'm just educating you on what's out there. Who knew? Plushophilia is being sexually attracted to one of your stuffed animals. So we have like an Ernie and Bert. Well, not Bert. Bert I can understand, I guess. Head's a little phallic, but Ernie, we have a Cookie Monster plush toy. I remember having that as a kid. We have a couple, there's a Barney sitting around from when my kids were younger. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I mean, is this something that you guys are hearing is the norm? I mean, you don't have to admit to your own sexual fetishes, but what is going on out there that is apparently considered normal that you and I would go, huh? So, stuffed animals, and some people do self sessions with the stuffed animal. Now, there was a kid who apparently had a self-masturbatory session with his cat, a live cat, and videotaped it, put it on YouTube, and sent it all to the family. I guess he was trying to do one of those video Christmas cards. I would probably not suggest that. Inflatophilia. Inflatophilia has been around. That's with inflatable dolls. Some people are aroused at the thought of balloons and inflatable dolls. Erotic asphyxia, we've talked about that, where people cut off their air supply while having a sexual session, whether it be by self or not. Some people can't strangle themselves and die. We are done. There's a lot more out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. What do our kids or our regular society thinks is the norm? And is this where we're going? 1-877-362-3254.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners, but they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about sexual fetishes and things that people apparently are doing in the bedroom or at work. Speaking at work, I guess there was a woman in Australia who was having sex at work, hits her head and files workman's comp and actually gets it. I gotta look up that story. A woman having sex on the job hurts herself and could file a workman's comp claim. Blows your mind. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James on the line. Hey, James, how you doing?
I'm good. This is your James the Trucker.
Hey, James.
I'm calling from Colorado today.
Oh, you were in Florida yesterday, weren't you?
Yep.
Man, you're all over the place. Wow.
No. I'm all over the place. What I called about was the cop just tuned in after breakfast here and caught you talking about the different fetishes people have. And it popped in my head. I remember seeing on a TV show, I thought it was Californication, but it might have been Nip Tuck. I recall there was a guy in an episode or season there that was obsessed with having sex with the office furniture, like the leather couches and whatnot.
Right.
And I didn't realize what that was, and I thought that was very bizarre, but it kind of fits with some of the things that you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really afraid of people, you know, trying to have sex with their computers. I mean, you got that little USB port. I don't know really how that would work or if somebody would fit. But I'm sure, you know, computers are being sodomized as well, huh?
You might have to be of a certain ethnicity to actually fit in the USB port.
Oh, stop. James, you're horrible. All right, you keep trucking. Both hands on the wheel, James. Have a great drive. Thanks for calling. I never drive 10 and 2. You're supposed to have both hands on 10 and 2. Usually, I have my hands on my steering wheel at, like, the 4 and 6 position because I feel like my wrists and my arms are in the way, and I like to be able to see. I don't know how you drive a truck, though. I think you got to do. I don't think you do 10 and 2 position on the truck. Anyway, so we're talking about fetishes and what people apparently have sex with, and why Yale found it necessary to hold a workshop, have a sexologist hold a workshop to allow students to communicate what they do and to help people feel normal. And when, you know, people are talking about bestiality, I don't think that's normal. I'm sorry. Now, if you are in, you know, if you are sexually attracted to your teddy bear, I'm not here to judge. But if you're sexually attracted to your cat, I think something's wrong. Now, some of you may have or suffer from kleismophilia. Kleismophilia is deriving sexual pleasure from receiving an enema. Some of you have asked me about, you know, what was the whole gerbil issue that a couple of our movie stars had been caught with, where a gerbil would be placed, I guess, rectally, and that was supposed to cause some sort of sexual satisfaction. I mean, I don't really see how rectal lining or sigmoid lining being scratched could do that, but I guess some people are sexually aroused by trauma to that area. And then, unfortunately, what happens is the gerbil or animal asphyxiates, and as they do that, appears to be a lot of activity, and then the gerbil dies, patient can't get it out, and they go to the hospital, they take an x-ray, and you see the little gerbil there. I'm sure PETA has a whole department trying to find offenders of those. But there are people that, you know, and so whether it's an enema, whether it's an animal, there is a whole slew of, I guess, sexual philias that deal with that area. This is so hard to say, assuming there could be some kids listening to the show right now. Okay, erotic lactation. Apparently, there are men who are, or even, I guess, women, who are stimulated by receiving breast milk from their lover. Who knew? All right. Hybristophilia, and I'm getting this list here from, I guess, Yahoo Voices. Okay. Whew, looks like these people coming back from their homes to go back to work in the office is really kind of giving us some very interesting stuff here. Hybristophilia is known as Bonnie and Clyde syndrome. It's a sexual attraction to someone who has committed a gruesome crime. Many inmates who are in prison for outrageous crimes receive love letters from women. Didn't somebody have a crush on James Holmes after he committed the Aurora, Colorado shooting? Is that scary? There are people that are sexually attracted to those who commit horrific crimes. Those people, to me, are kooky. You have Brucera, if I'm pronouncing that right. These are people who have panty fetishes. And apparently, I guess in Japan, there used to be shops that would sell used schoolgirls' panties. And then I guess it became illegal. And there are girls who will actually allow people to smell their underwear while they're wearing them for money. And this could happen in a variety of countries. I guess where there's a market, there's a way. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you could have fetishes to a variety of things. Gerontophilia. What do you think that's a philia of? Gerontophilia. It's a sexual attraction to elderly people. I should probably use all this in my pop quiz next time. Yeah, this will be pop quiz. We already talked about Let me see. Let's find something that's kind of... Oh, dendrophilia. If you have a sexual attraction to trees. Diaper fetishism. Some people are... I guess it has to do with the paraphilics. I guess they could be very sexually attracted to a diaper. Then autozoophilia. Oh, autozoophilia is where you have sex with a plush animal. It doesn't have to be plushophilia, all right? If, let's say you're sexually attracted to an amputated limb, that's called apotemnophilia. I think I just want to stop there. Again, I don't want to judge, but you're really sexually attracted to an amputated limb. I guess, you know, diabetics, I will be able to get some. I don't, this is horrible. This is horrible. People with amputated toes, amputated legs, may actually be found to be very sexually desirable. Well, good. I want people having sex. So, and then trichophilia is having a sexual attraction to hair. So don't think you need to shave prior to the sexual intercourse because you have no idea that the person that is going to be with you may want hair. Again, I'm not judging, but the point I want to make is I really want to wrap this up and I want to get to news like regarding the super bug and the diet gum and the processed meats that I need to get to is, you know, kind of keep an eye on what's going on in these universities and what type of workshops are going on. Because of this Yale workshop, and again, I didn't go to this workshop, so I don't know. All I know is people admitted to bestiality, people admitted to selling themselves for sex. I mean, I could see how that probably happens a lot more than we think. You know, somebody needs rent money. So, I mean, I could see how that happens. The bestiality, I don't. I don't, unless they're using their own animal. You know, I know people always joke about going down to Mexico, and I guess donkeys. I still don't understand how that'll happen either, and I've had years of, you know, gynecology training. I still don't get that one. But, you know, the fact that they called this Am I Normal... I mean, I'm glad people are opening up. It's just I don't want other people to get the wrong idea that, yes, it's okay to grab your cat and pleasure yourself with it, or it's okay to hurt your sexual partner and you become hurt, because pain with sex is the end thing to do. If you're not bleeding afterwards, it wasn't a successful session. But that's how societal trends start and form, because somebody thinks it's normal and everybody wants to copy. All right. Dr. Dahlia says, just kind of keep it in the bedroom, missionary, and leave it as that. All right. Okay, reverse cowgirl, okay. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess there may be a bubble gum that's, I shouldn't call it bubble gum. I don't think you could blow bubbles out of it, but it's a gum called Diet Burst that they believe will be over the counter here in the States that actually contains Slendesta. And this Slendesta is supposed to be a natural protein that creates feelings of you being full. Thus, this gum could be something that you could pop in your mouth whenever you get hungry. Now, I'm actually excited about this. You would think I would hate something like this going on the market, but I gotta tell you, it has potential. And the reason why it has potential is because I think the placebo potential of this is gonna be huge. You know how placebo, what's placebo? Placebo is where people get a dummy medicine. Let's say there's a test being done or a research study, and you're trying to test if a medicine works versus if somebody never received the medicine. Well, what you do is you give a group of people the medicine, and then you give a group of people a placebo, a dummy pill. And it's very interesting how sometimes there's this placebo effect where people who get the dummy pill still say it worked, because they think they got the medicine. You know, they don't know that they're getting the dummy pill or not. Well, the placebo effect can sometimes be so powerful that, you know, we in the medical field said, well, why don't you just you know, package up something, call it placebo, because usually people on placebo always seem to do well, just as well as somebody either taking the medicine or not. Well, if you think that you're going to be losing weight and not hungry because you're popping this gum in the mouth, the psychological placebo effect could be phenomenal, and you may actually lose weight. Walter Lamb, president of Arco Health, which developed the formula, said it's about reducing caloric intake. The key is that people continue to eat what they like, they just feel fuller. Now, they say the Slendesta, this protein, is derived from potato skins, and it helps the body release cholecystokinin. I know, I haven't released a lot of that today myself. A little blocked up. Anyway, it helps the body release cholecystokinin, the natural hormone that sends signals to the brain that food has been eaten, inducing fullness. There's also some African mango, the gum's other active ingredient, that has been shown to boost metabolism and decrease sugar levels. Now, somebody would say, well, why don't you just go eat the mango and go eat the potato skins? Problem is when I eat potato skins, I add the butter, I add chive, I add cheese, so you got to be careful because I don't think anybody's just going to eat dry potato skins. Now, they said that in 11 different human clinical trials, people that have taken the protein, Slendesta, had lost weight. In this gum, each piece of gum contains 2.5 calories, which is kind of similar to any other sugar-free gum. I don't know what the other ingredients are. You know, I don't know because I don't like aspartame too much, you know. But they say, oh, how much is it? It's about, I think, for 16 pieces, $14.95. It's kind of expensive. Okay, this is not the type of gum you want to drop on the bottom of your car in your purse. 64 pieces you could get for $44.95. The website for the gum recommends that it be chewed when you feel hungry or 30 minutes before a meal for effective results. Now, they say it's all natural. Again, though, but remember, to make it into a gum, you know, there's got to be some, other ingredients to, I guess, make it stick and make it do what it needs to do. But I got to tell you, if there's no side effects and the other chemicals or whatever that's used in this gum, even though there's claiming all natural, is at a minimum, this sucker could have some potential. Now, some of you have asked me about Sensa. Sensa is you purchase it online. It's not over the counter, but you purchase it online and you sprinkle it on your food. From what I understand, it makes you feel full, but then after a while it stops working. I had a patient that lost 7 pounds in the first month. She just kind of stabilized and then she gained the weight back. And I guess with Sensa, you're supposed to take a different formulary each month. It's like a 6-month regimen, but these things always work in the beginning. Why don't they stay working? Is it because your body outsmarts it? I mean, does your body go, wait a second, all right, I've already got this sucker figured out, no more? I don't know. But, you know, if you ask me what I think of Sensa, I agree that Sensa does, decrease your appetite and make you feel full, but it doesn't seem to do that long term. And so I've never really had a patient that dropped the 60 pounds they needed to just based on Sensa. Again, you have to diet, you have to exercise, but sometimes a little crutch does help. So I'll keep you guys posted on this gum. It looks kind of cool. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So now they're saying that processed meat is to blame for 1 in 30 deaths. So if you have sausages, salamis, like I love my corned beef, etc., they say if you limit the processed meat, it could prevent, they think if they limit processed meat to just one serving a day, it could prevent about 3,000 early deaths a year. Now, they say the daily processed meat intake is about 20. Oh, no, they'd like to reduce it down to 20 grams. We don't know how much processed meat people eat, whether it's hamburgers, hot dogs, and processed meats have nitrates. We'll go back one day and discuss what's in your hot dog. We always like to talk about that, but I don't like to do it, you know, during baseball season or sports seasons because many of you, you know, do want to go to Dodger Stadium and get yourself a nice hot dog. I eat hot dogs maybe twice a year. I'll eat a hot dog about twice a year, and I'm in heaven when I eat a hot dog. I love it. But, what would be causing the risk of dying? Cancer and cardiovascular disease. Remember, there's a lot of salt in these processed meats, again, to make it taste good. Doesn't it blow your mind when your sausage or salami that's sitting there in the fridge turns green? How could anything fester and mold on something processed like that? But it does. It happens. But keep in mind, bacon, I mean, you are getting processed meats, you know, even from fast food when you go out to a restaurant. And, of course, the links to cancer because of nitrites and nitrates as well. But also keep in mind, people that eat processed meats, you know, if you're going to have a hot dog, are you going to be more inclined to eat a salad or an eggplant parmesan for dinner? No. You know, I mean, if you have that type of lifestyle where you need to grab a hot dog, you are more likely to eat processed meats as a whole. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Franco had called asking about, Franco from New Jersey called asking about superbugs. And I'm going to be talking about this tomorrow on KABC, Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray in the morning in L.A. But we talked about this a little bit yesterday, where the latest superbug is called carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, where this Enterobacter bacteria that used to be able to get squashed with some of the fanciest antibiotics that we got out there, the carbapenems, now is becoming resistant to those two. It was just a matter of time. And unfortunately, these superbugs that they're now calling nightmare superbugs, since they're difficult to treat and they're very easy to contract in hospitals, etc., you know, the medical community is freaking out, and the non-medical community is getting concerned, too. According to Thomas Frieden, director of the CDC, says these are nightmare bacteria that present a triple threat. They're resistant to nearly all antibiotics. They have high mortality rates, killing half of people with serious infections, and they could spread their resistance to other bacteria. But that number is alarming. Half of the people that get this Enterobacter resistant to carbapenem bacteria, half of them with a serious infection will die. Now, right now, they've seen it only in hospitals and nursing homes. It hasn't gone out to the community, but it can. Usually can hit the immunocompromised people who are going to be more at risk, your elderly, kids, etc., or those who have been immunosuppressed because of transplants, etc., people on steroids. It doesn't spread as easily from person to person, but it could. Remember, these bugs are super smart, so we're keeping an eye on them. Again, you know, as we try to make more antibiotics, these bugs get smaller. Nature will always beat man. Maybe we've got to do some sort of laser UV nuclear type of treatment. I don't know. Don't go away, guys. Another hour coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.